I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Roughly 1,000 U.S. troops will remain in Niger despite France's decision to withdraw its military contingent by the end of the year. Western troops were helping to control extremism in the former French colony. The Sahel region had more deaths from terrorism last year than South Asia and Middle East North Africa combined. A military coup in late July followed rising anti-French sentiment. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
If you were to ask the people inside of Niger, they would say the corruption has absolutely taken over the country. The degree of corruption and how they rule is so alarming that the people would rather have the military in control.
As power changes hands at the government level, church planners remember their mission. Send audio Bibles and empower church planners through a world mission at missionnews.org. In the United States, members of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries on Eagle's Wings team make progress where other gospel workers can't.
It's because the messengers delivering the message are from the same tribe as the people that they're reaching. It's Native young people telling Native young people.
In a similar way, Hutchcraft says you can break spiritual ground to places where some believers can't go.
Tribes are not just about Native Americans, because we're all in a tribe. In fact, we're probably in several. There are political tribes, sports tribes, there are music tribes. Now, why is that significant in terms of the witness of Christ in the world? We listen to people from our tribe because we have shared life experiences.
Pray for courage to be Christ's ambassador and start gospel conversations. And keep listening for a brand new set of helpful tools from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.